Good morning, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida reported nearly 3,500 more new cases of the coronavirus yesterday. The rising number of new cases has prompted health officials to reissue advisories urging social distancing and wearing face coverings. Some businesses are also reevaluating their decisions to reopen. On Saturday, Florida set a record high of 4,000 new cases. To date, more than 97,000 Floridians have been infected with COVID-19. The number of deaths has now passed 3,160. That includes the 17 additional deaths announced by health officials yesterday. The world is recording the largest daily increases yet in coronavirus cases. Father's Day brought a focus on the heavy impact the coronavirus has had on nursing homes and other long-term care facilities. The AP's Ben Thomas reports, now these facilities are carefully trying to see how they might ease the hardship of isolation.
Janet Garland, the administrator of Ligonier Gardens in western Pennsylvania, says the coronavirus restrictions have taken a toll on residents.
Their mental health, as well as their physical health.
So staff have been helping them to make closer connections using video calls through services like FaceTime and Skype.
With families, as well as their friends, as well as some of their friends that are in the building that they were no longer dining or doing activities with.
And Garland says it's gone over well.
Spirits are lifted. They're more cheerful.
And this Father's Day weekend, one resident was able to have a chat with his grandson on the morning of his wedding.
He was able to see them in their wedding attire and chat with them a bit since he couldn't be there.
I'm Ben Thomas.
A growing number of people on the far right are using an anti-Semitic trope to falsely claim that liberal billionaire George Soros orchestrated the protests that have blanketed the U.S. They allege without evidence that he has paid demonstrators and even arranged for piles of bricks to be left near protests. Researchers who study conspiracy theories say it's a way to delegitimize the demonstrations and the thousands who have gathered to protest racism and police violence. Injuries at protests are drawing scrutiny over the use of certain tools by police they refer to as less than lethal in dealing with demonstrators. Here's more from the AP's Julie Walker.
Rubber bullets, pepper spray, batons, and flashbangs. The now familiar scenes of police in riot gear clashing with protesters across the country. Those rubber bullets and similar projectiles have damaged eyes or blinded at least 20 people, according to the American Academy of Ophthalmology. Critics say the tools injure and escalate tensions. The International Association of Chiefs of Police say they're necessary when peaceful rallies are hijacked. Some cities are beginning to ban the use, either on their own or by court order. I'm Julie Walker.
The Trump rally in Tulsa on Saturday did not go as planned. President Trump's return to the campaign trail was designed to show strength and enthusiasm, but instead highlighted growing vulnerabilities. It also crystallized a divisive re-election message that largely ignores broad swaths of voters who could play a decisive role on Election Day. The lower-than-expected turnout at the comeback rally left Trump fuming. The city's fire marshal's office reported a crowd of less than 6,200 in the 19,000-seat arena, and at least six staff members who were helping set up the event had tested positive for the coronavirus. During the event, Trump suggested that coronavirus testing should be slowed down to reduce the number of positive results. After the event, Trump berated aides over the turnout. The spread of an invasive seaweed along southern Spain and the Strait of Gibraltar is threatening traditional tuna harvests. Here's more from the AP's Sarah Bassett.
As tuna begin to migrate from March to June, Spanish fishing boats cast their nets along the Strait of Gibraltar using the trap fishing technique, which has barely changed over 3,000 years. But an invasive seaweed, which originates in Japan, is now clinging to traditional fishermen's nets and stopping them from catching tuna. There are also fears the seaweed invasion will disrupt tuna migration. Ahead of next year's tuna season, scientists are researching a plan to coat nets with a solution to prevent unwanted organisms from attaching. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Today, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Highs will be in the mid-90s. Tonight, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Overnight lows will be in the high 70s. Tomorrow, breezy with another chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm. Afternoon highs tomorrow will be in the mid-90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.